not on the street from that.
Yeah, still across the street.
They were on a tiny lot.
That's what they meant when they said.
The lot that's vacant.
Just in between those buildings, there's a chain across.
Yeah, it's not them, they don't have any issue. That's what he said. So his answer to that though is, we'll find me property. That's my reaction to it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll catch with you.
And then he's like, well, you call the chamber and see if they'll let us put something over there. Like, they're not walking across the railroad to put their trash away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Orville City Council meeting for June 3rd. This evening will be led in prayer by Newt Brenneman. Would you stand with me, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father God, I'm thankful that we can look to you, the one who never changes. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're always good. You are truth and you are love. I ask you today to increase our ability to handle change well. This world seems to be in constant change and even turmoil. And I recognize it's natural not to like change. Yet we know for things to improve, change is necessary. Would you give us grace for change? Would you give us courage for change? Would you give us vision for change? Would you protect and bless these city leaders with health and strength, with wisdom and insight, with favor, and the ability to handle changes graciously and considerately? I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Can I have roll call, please?
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Spears Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Spears Sr.
Here.
Korthman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our last meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? See none. Mr. Korthman.
I move we approve them as posted.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis Sr.
Yes.
Korthman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Chu.
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple quick things here. Two things concerning finance this evening. Resolution 2619. We need to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures, basically regarding Bloom and Orville. We did discuss this, I think, a few weeks back as far as the city. Our appropriations will now be managing that. So that's really the only change concerning that resolution this evening. So relatively simple there. And the other item I have is concerning the 2020 budget calendar. I did mention at our last regular council meeting that we kind of had a tentative schedule and we needed to see if that worked. And we do have a lockdown schedule here that I'll announce. We will have first reading for the 2020 budget. And that will be at our regular council meeting on June 17th, so 2 weeks from this evening. And then we will have a special meeting of council and workshop along with a public hearing, and we also will have second reading to this 2020 budget, and that will be on July 1st, just before our regular council meeting at 6:30. And then if all goes well, third reading on July 15th, and if all goes well there, then we will we'll be in good shape to file a complete budget for the Budget Commission just a few days after that. So please make note of that in your calendar, and we'll get into it in a few weeks. That's all I have, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities.
I do have one thing.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. President. I would like to make a motion to accept that calendar I just covered.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll now move to utilities. Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report, but staying true to tradition, I will not be here at the second June meeting of the month, June 17th. I will be somewhere else.
Okay.
It's a better place.
If you're not here, I'm glad you're somewhere else.
It's not COVID anymore, so but I still managed to get wrapped up.
Thank you. We'll now move to health and safety. Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did meet last Tuesday. We had a meeting and discussed some changes to the pool hours, a little balancing of resources they requested, and so assuming those have all been published to everyone needing to know, as well as decisions on the property for the bowling alley. There is a committee that is meeting to determine future plans for that, and that's the nutshell of our meeting.
Thank you. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report tonight, but I will mention that construction goes on. I believe we're back on North Main Street this week, and the traffic's been a little backed up at times, but bear with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. And ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and I have no report. However, I'd like to take a moment to recognize a young lady from Orville, from Ward 2 specifically, Hannah Krosky. You may have seen on Fox 8 News. She's 11-year-old. She was up at the Western Reserve National Cemetery with her mom to visit her grandfather's grave over Memorial Day. And a big wind came in and blew all the flags down in a thunderstorm, and she took it upon herself, and her mom spent about 2 hours putting those flags back. And I think she really illustrates the kind of citizen that we really like to have in Orville, and I just think she should really be recognized for that.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. Now we'll go right back to you again. No, we won't. First, we're going to have the administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have much, but I do have something. Yeah. Just want to mention our employee of the month for June, and that is Jeff Larson from the Orville Fire Department, also from the OHS class of 1971. A lot of great people came out of that class. Jeff is extremely active in the 4th of July celebration, especially in the Fire in the Sky softball tournament. Jeff runs the crews that takes care of the fields 1, 2, and 3, and you will see Jeff whipping around on a Ventrac tractor, always being the ambassador to fans and coaches. Jeff continues to be a very active member of the fire department, rarely missing any calls. And he is in the public information officer for the department and is a certified Sky Warren weather watcher. He loves the weather, and we have lots of variety for him around here, so that's good. Jeff has provided 45 years of dedicated service to the citizen of Orville, and we've seen some crazy numbers out of our firemen, and of course that's one of them, 45 years, and has not lost one bit of enthusiasm. He is always there to give and shows no signs of slowing down, and we'll be having lunch together this Friday. And that's all.
Thank you. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. School's out for the summer, but just a reminder, the city curfew does not change. It is 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday for kids under 14 and 11 p.m. for kids between the ages of 14 and 18. On Saturday and Sunday, it is 11 p.m. for kids under 14 and midnight for those between the ages of 14 and 18. And that reminder was courtesy of our police chief. As Mr. Shute mentioned, ODOT, the contractor for ODOT, is out working on Main Street. They are planning on finishing the surface course of North Main Street tomorrow. Then they'll work on some punch items, punch list items, and fix the concrete collars as well that have settled over the summer. So the majority of the work should be done tomorrow, but they will be in town for a few more weeks to continue. Concrete streets, they are scheduled to pour concrete Thursday at Lynn Drive, as well as Heights, weather permitting, and also start removing concrete on Sunset Drive on Thursday. On Friday, they are scheduled to pour concrete on Maple Street as well, weather permitting. So we are continuing on the concrete street projects, and they're moving along really well as well. The first performing arts concert for this summer is Thursday, June 13th. That's not this Thursday, but next. At 7 p.m. at Orr Park, featuring the band Classic RPM. This band plays hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and is guaranteed to get you dancing. I added that part. I'm sure they are. The first family fun night is Friday, June 21st, starting at dusk at Ring Pavilion as well. And that is featuring the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast, which was the remake from a few years ago, and actually it's a great movie. Also, a reminder of the 4th of July Orville Firefighters Association Carnival Week schedule. Tuesday, July 2nd, this parade at 7 p.m. The carnival also starts at night and runs through Saturday, July 6th. The Fire in the Sky softball tournament starts on Thursday, July 4th and runs through Saturday, July 6th. And, of course, the week comes to a climax on July 6th with the fireworks extravaganza, which starts around 10:15 p.m. And that is my report for this evening.
Thank you. Now move to our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you. Can't hardly beat all that. We are having our utility board committee budget meetings this week. We had the water committee hearing or meeting this afternoon. We'll be doing the wastewater and electric tomorrow afternoon. Those will be going to the board, board resolution for approval. And they'll fit in rather nicely with the schedule that was just discussed tonight. Just wanted to update you a little bit on House Bill 6. We did, I've been sending some emails out to this body and our board that did pass out of the House last Wednesday. It was actually voted on a few hours after the mayor and I were just down there meeting with our representatives. We expect that bill to go to Senate here about any time. There will be some hearings held on that. At this stage, we do expect that to move through the Senate. Hopefully, we'll see some changes or maybe some benefits come out of that. But I don't expect anything of any real significant substance-wise will come our way, but we're still lobbying for some amendments in there that may bring some benefits back into us, but we'll still be continuing on our grassroots efforts. We have reached out to Senator Roteman's office. We left her some materials when the mayor and I were down there last week, and we'll kind of continue on with that legislative process down in Ohio. I guess that's really about all I have tonight. Everything else is quiet.
Thank you. We'll now move to, I lost my spot here, our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just one quick comment. The 2018 audit is wrapping up, so sometime this month, Council should receive the final audit report from the state. At that time, we can determine whether it's necessary to have a formal closing meeting with the auditors or whether we'll forego that. The CAFR is also complete. It's going through its final reviews at the state. As soon as that is finished and the audit is officially wrapped up, we'll post all of that information to our website. That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll move now to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. I have nothing new to report this evening, except that we think the rain is over, at least for a few days. Weather's been nice. Those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please get out and get your grass mowed. We want our city looking as nice as possible when it comes for visitors to arrive late this month and early next month. We'll now move to our old business. No, we won't, because there is none. But we will move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 2619. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Espiros.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros?
Yes.
Resolution 2619, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Orrville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019, and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Strimlin, do you have anything new for us here?
I do. Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Spears mentioned, the change in the appropriations for 2019 is adding Section 18, the Bloom and Orville Program Fund. We are making appropriation requests of $25,000 to cover the expenses associated with the program. I would ask if Council could consider passing that on first reading so that we could get some of these expenses taken care of. If you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer those.
I understand. I don't see any hands go up for questions. Oh, you have one?
Essentially, it's so we can pay the greenhouse for our flowers.
Yes, correct.
That's just put it simple.
Correct.
So that is something we can do
on
one reading?
Yeah.
Okay. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
I'll second.
I have a second, Mr. Wilson.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move Resolution 2619 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2719, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Resolution 2719, a resolution of the City of Orrville, Ohio, accepting a temporary construction easement and permanent sidewalk easement from Elrin Crown Building, LLC, an Ohio Limited Liability Company for the purpose of constructing a trail in the City of Orrville, Ohio, for the benefit of Rails to Trails of Wayne County, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hopefully the memo wasn't too confusing, but this next four pieces of legislation are all related to easements, which we have now received approval of from the property owners for the next phase of construction of the Rails to Trails. These easements would take us from where we currently end at the Goodwill property, extending over Quality Castings property, extending the sidewalk there, then going across the street of Hostetler, extending the property at Taco Bell, and then at that corner, going over Main Street onto the National Pattern property, and heading north on that property to the southern edge of Portico Plaza, and then going behind Portico Plaza, which is what this particular easement is for, is the Elrin property, which is this particular piece of legislation and that will take us to Allen Drive over to the solar field.
Anyone have any questions?
As I've mentioned before, I just want to make sure it's on camera. This particular, there is a grant that they've received for this portion of construction, but also any costs beyond the grant are being covered by Rails to Trails. There is not any cost incurred by the city for this construction.
Any other comments? Yes, sir, Mr. Espiros.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess this might be for the law director.
Sure.
Or Director Wheeler. No pending litigation during all the land settlements for the trail from here to Marshallville, all through Warville, has been settled, right?
Correct. The case that we had that was pending was in Bachman Township. And so this is not that, and that was resolved and is not, it has been settled and fully resolved. So okay. There's nothing pending, there's nothing that we're aware of, any okay. issues.
And that particular piece of property is currently under construction for the rail, for the trail.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shue.
Shue.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Workman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes. I move resolution 2719 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Workman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shue.
Yes.
Resolution 2819. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Spears Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spears Sr.
Yes.
Corfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shue.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Resolution 2819, a resolution of the City of Warrville, Ohio, accepting a temporary construction easement and permanent sidewalk easement from the Quality Castings Company and Ohio Corporation for the purpose of constructing a trail in the City of Warrville, Ohio, for the benefit of Rails to Trails of Wayne County, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler, this was included in your description before, correct?
Yes, sir. Be glad to answer any questions.
Mr.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just curious, can you reaffirm, I don't know if I ever heard, what is the material?
Oh, this
or
the
trail.
This will be extension of the sidewalk.
Is it concrete?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. This portion will be extension of the sidewalk. I believe behind Portico there'll be some asphalt since there's existing asphalt there, so they'll delineate an asphalt trail section, if you will. So they'll kind of go with whatever material is in that particular vicinity. But a majority of all of Main Street will obviously be concrete because it'll be extension of the existing sidewalk.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to understand, this portion here goes from the Goodwill property to Hostetler?
Correct.
And which side of 57 is it on?
That is on, that would be on the western side.
Okay, so across the street from the building.
Correct. This is
Quality Casting.
This particular Quality Casting property is where their parking lot is across the street.
Okay.
And it'll actually go into their kind of like a hill area there. It'll extend into that area.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Court.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Spears Sr.
Yes.
Corfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shue.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
I move resolution 2819 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Spears Sr.
Yes.
Workman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shue.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Resolution 2919. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Second, Mr. Spears.
Workman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Gisparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Resolution 2919, a resolution of the City of Oroville, Ohio, accepting a temporary construction easement and permanent sidewalk easement from Zeldam LLC, an Ohio Limited Liability Company, for the purpose of constructing a trail in the City of Oroville, Ohio, for the benefit of Rails to Trails of Wayne County, and declaring an emergency.
Still more of the same, correct?
Yes, sir. This particular easement is for the portion, the southern portion of Portico Plaza. This is Zeldam is Mike and Diane Jarrett's company.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shu.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Gisparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Quirkman.
Yes.
I move resolution 2919 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Quirkman.
Shu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Gisparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Quirkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Resolution 3019. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Gisparis.
Wilson.
Yes.
Gisparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Quirkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Resolution 3019. A resolution of the City of Oroville, Ohio, accepting a temporary construction easement and permanent sidewalk easement from Agree Limited Partnership, an Ohio Limited Partnership, for the purpose of constructing a trail in the City of Oroville, Ohio, for the benefit of Rails to Trails of Wayne County, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. President, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, I didn't think of this before, but it's basically become city property.
Correct. Right?
In the winter when it snows, are we going to have to plow these?
No, the sidewalk under the city regulations is required to be maintained by the property owner.
So each of these businesses would actually clean the snow from those?
Just as they currently would on their own sidewalk, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's a great question.
But it's actually still open in the winter for people to use.
Correct.
Even though the weather's not good, they still could. It's not like we close our park in the winter.
Right.
We won't be closing the trail in the winter, right?
That's correct.
So, thank you.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corcoran.
Gisparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Quirkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I move resolution 3019 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Gisparis Sr.
Yes.
Quirkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Gisparis.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to make a comment and say thank you to these organizations and entities for working with the city. We do appreciate that. I know quite a bit. Several months, maybe even a few years back, the plan was not originally to go this route, and I know there was a few hiccups, so we do appreciate these businesses working with Oroville.
Thank you.
And the Rails and Trails.
And Rails the Trails. That completes our new business for this evening. We have no further business to conduct, but we do have an executive session. And I will need a motion in order to go. Yes, so sir.
I move we go to executive session for the purposes of property acquisition.
Thank you. Second. That was Mr. Shute at the second.
Gisparis Sr.?
Yes.
Quirkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Gisparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. Last one out the door. Would you close it, please? Thank you.
I can get it, too, if they don't.
Okay.
It will be a PowerPoint. Do I need to leave, or is this...
Okay.
I think you need to leave.
Okay.
We mean that the nicest way possible.
I just want to know if I'm being kicked out.
You're being kicked out.
I am too.
Does he need to stay? No, he doesn't need to stay because we're not conducting any other business.
Right. Do we need to open executive session?
Yes. Well, fine, I'll just go home.
Well, there's no going to be that way. A section that will be along the railroad cars.
So we're in.
Yeah, that we're ours. We'll be ours to maintain, yeah.
With the motion.
That's area we might still have to take care of as far as snow goes and that, right?